Ever get the feeling like, there's got to be more to life than just, the daily grind? Like, we're made for something deeper,
Yeah, definitely.
So that's what we're looking at today. We're diving into Camp Impact, this Christian retreat down in Florida. And they're not just selling like sunshine and canoes, but like a total life transformation.
Yeah, and what's interesting here is that they're not just promising, like a temporary escape. Like they're going for like lasting change. They're really focused on how to get you there.
Yeah. And the promotional material we've got here, it's almost overflowing with passion. You're talking about like discovering your God-given purpose, building a life of impact. It's a lot. So let's dive in and see if Camp Impact lives up to the hype.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So their mission statement talks about like impacting culture by helping individuals connect with God's love, find your purpose, like all that good stuff. Sounds great, but how does that actually like translate into a real
Well,
experience?
that's where I think their concept of a bridging space is really key. It's about recognizing that for many people, faith isn't something separate from their everyday life. They're trying to like integrate it, right? And so Camp Impact provides that space, that distance from the daily grind, allowing you to tap into that deeper part of yourself and bring it back to your everyday life.
It's like you're hitting the reset button, but instead of just refreshing, you're like rewiring.
Yeah.
And they seem really interested in reaching families and young adults, that 18 to 28 age group. What do you think the strategy is there?
Smart. That demographic is often, grappling with big questions of identity, purpose, where they belong. And Camp Impact offers a sense of community and direction during a time when a lot of young adults are feeling lost.
So many people in that age group are really craving a real connection.
Yeah.
And not just online. They want to be a part of something real, something bigger than themselves.
Right, exactly. And for families, Camp Impact offers a chance to reconnect and strengthen those bonds in a world that often pulls families in different directions.
Okay, so they've got the why, but what about the how? What makes their program so unique? Let's start with the Sacred Builders program. It's more than just a week at camp, right? This is serious.
Oh yeah, this is like a 6 to 12 month program that blends spiritual development with practical skills like entrepreneurship and leadership training. Like think of it as a faith-based incubator for future leaders.
Wow, so you're not just learning how to build a campfire, but you're learning how to build a business plan too. Oh, that's really cool. And they're doing it all within this framework of faith and service.
Exactly. They're equipping young people to make a difference in the world, not just in their spiritual lives, but in their careers and communities as well.
Now, I gotta admit, when I first saw Man Camp on the program list, I pictured like log splitting and beard growing contests, the stereotypical manly stuff. But it sounds like it's deeper than that.
It's much deeper. They're tackling those core areas that are often overlooked in men's lives: faith, family, and finances.
That's interesting. It's like they're creating a space for men to be vulnerable and have those difficult conversations, but in a way that feels safe and supportive.
Exactly. Yeah. They're addressing the fact that men often struggle to open up and be vulnerable, especially when it comes to those sensitive areas of life.
Okay, so they're tackling some big issues here, but they also have the classic camp experience. They've got family retreats designed for different age groups, and they even incorporate those classic camp activities.
And that's crucial for fostering that sense of community and shared experience. It's not just about individual growth. It's about strengthening those bonds within families and across generations.
Because who doesn't love a good campfire sing-along or a game of capture the flag? But they also host these leadership gatherings, which tells me they're trying to reach beyond just individuals and families.
Absolutely. These gatherings are designed to equip leaders within churches and other faith-based organizations with the skills and inspiration to make a difference in their communities. It's about creating that ripple effect.
So they've got programs for everyone, from young adults to families to leaders. But what I thought was interesting is their approach. They call it complete community immersion, which sounds pretty intense.
It is. It's about like you're not just attending a retreat. They want you to fully immerse yourself in the Camp Impact community, contribute through service, engage in team building, and really connect with the people around you.
So it's less about passive listening and more about active participation. But are they just throwing you in the deep end, or is there some kind of structure to this?
They've got a very multi-layered approach. For example, they incorporate things like work projects, where everyone pitches in to maintain the camp. It gives you that sense of, shared responsibility. Then there are small group discussions designed to encourage vulnerability and deeper connections.
It's interesting. It sounds like they're drawing on some established principles of, group dynamics and community building, but adding this faith element as the foundation.
Yeah. And they're also big on environmental stewardship, living out your faith in relation to God's creation, as they say.
Which makes sense given they're in the heart of nature, but how does that actually play out? Are we talking tree planting ceremonies, nature hikes, or something more?
It's woven into the entire experience. They encourage using eco-friendly products. They've got programs focused on conservation, and even their meals have this focus on sustainability and minimizing waste.
So they're walking the walk, not just talking the talk. But here's the million-dollar question. Are they actually making a difference? Because they can talk about transformation, but we need to see the receipts.
And that's where I think their use of testimonials is really smart. They let the people who've actually been there talk about their experience.
All right, so what are people saying about their time at Camp Impact? Did they really walk away, a changed person?
The testimonials are really diverse. For example, one woman talked about how Camp Impact helped her confront her fear of failure. She'd been stuck for years, afraid to take risks, and the supportive environment at Camp Impact gave her the courage to go after her dreams.
So it's one thing to learn about overcoming fear, but it's another thing to put it into practice.
Right. And then there's this testimonial from a father who went to Camp Impact with his teenage son. They had a really strained relationship, but the shared experiences, especially the ones focused on communication, really helped them reconnect.
It's like Camp Impact gave them that safe space to reconnect. That's something a lot of families could benefit from.
Absolutely. And it's not just families and individuals. There's a testimonial from a pastor who attended a leadership gathering. He talked about how burned out he was, but Camp Impact really reignited his passion for ministry and gave him tools to lead with purpose.
Okay, so they're not just offering an escape, but facilitating real change. But it can't all be good, right? There have to be some
Yeah.
challenges, right? Some things they could do better.
Of course. No organization is perfect. One critique could be that their emphasis on community might be a bit much for some people. Some people thrive in more solitary environments.
That's true. Not everyone's the same. And while they offer opportunities for reflection, that's not their main focus.
Right. Another area they could work on is expanding beyond primarily Christian circles.
So you're saying that this message of faith, purpose, and community could resonate with people who aren't Christian?
Absolutely. Their core values are pretty universal and could definitely appeal to a much wider audience.
So even though their current approach is working, there's always room for improvement.
Definitely. And that willingness to adapt is essential, especially in this space, this personal and spiritual growth space.
So we've talked about their programs, community, the impact they're having, but let's go back to faith. How important is that to the whole Camp Impact
It's
experience?
essential. While they're open to everyone, their message and methods are rooted in the Christian faith. But it's not about pushing specific beliefs. It's more about exploring faith as a source of purpose and strength.
So less about converting people and more about helping them find that connection to something bigger.
Exactly. And they use really innovative ways to do this, blending traditional faith-based teachings with newer things. For example, they incorporate things like mindfulness, which is often associated with Eastern traditions.
That's cool. They're taking something old and making it relevant to a modern audience. They're meeting people where they're at.
It really makes their approach impactful. They're not afraid to try new things as long as it helps people connect with their faith.
So they're kind of creating a customized roadmap. But it goes back to our original question. Can they really live up to their name? Can Camp Impact actually have a lasting impact on people?
I think they're doing really well. They've figured out how to create an environment that fosters real transformation.
Yeah, and it's not just an escape. They give you the tools and support you need to make a difference in your everyday life.
Definitely.
And it all feels authentic, not like they're telling you what to do or believe.
It's really about meeting people where they are at and helping them find a deeper meaning.
Yeah. So for anyone listening who is maybe looking for more, connection or purpose or just something different, what should they do? What's that next step?
I think the biggest thing is to look inward. Ask yourself, what am I really looking for? Could this type of community be the thing that sparks change?
It's about taking a chance. You never know, it might lead you to where you're supposed to be.